10 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And he's doing awesome things as we continue to feed upon his word. Let me find some word here. We are feeding up on his word. We're taking the word of God into our lives, make it become a reality in our lives. Once the word of God becomes a reality in our lives, then it manifests. So we cannot see manifestation until the word becomes a reality. So we hope that as we continue to teach and follow the great commission, follow the great mandate of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you out there in Radio Land will also follow it and do it. Because the Bible is all about doing. It's a book of do, not a book of don't. It's a book of do. And if you do what he says, then you don't worry about the don't, because you're always doing what he says. And when you're doing what he says, then we don't worry about what he says not to do. We do what he says to do, and the don't will take care of itself.
Because we're consumed with the do's.
Yes.
We're consumed with the zeal of the Lord, and it burns up everything else. Here we are in the month of June, the sixth month of 2024.
Yes.
These months are going quicker than ever. These years are going faster and faster. So we know that we have an assignment. We are mandated by God to go forth and to preach into all the world the gospel of the kingdom. We are to be witnesses to all the nations, and then the end will come. Last week, our topic was answering the Great Commission, and this week we are moving into separating the sheep
from the goats.
And who does that? The shepherd.
Yes.
The shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
So my question then, we're going to ask this week, who are you? Mm-hmm. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Only you can answer that. Yeah. Are you a sheep or are you a goat? Because the great shepherd, the great I am, he will do the separating. He can identify. Aha. He's the one that can identify the sheep and he can identify the goats. Not us. He's the one who can identify. But as we look through scripture, we can find the answer who we are. And we hope that through this teaching this week, you will discover who you are, whether you're a sheep or whether you're a goat. The Bible will tell us who we are. Yes.
The characteristics are laid out in Matthew chapter 25. Starting at verse 31, and it tells us who the shepherd is that's going to do the sorting, and
okay,
that's Jesus.
Let's read it, because it's good. We need to find out. Yeah.
We're in Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory.
Yeah.
All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats.
All right, you separate it because it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. As we transition into the month of what?
June.
Look at this transitional verse. All the nation will be what? Gather before him. So in May, he says, we are to preach a gospel to who?
All the nations.
That's right. I just want us to make sure as we see it. He says, we ought to preach the gospel to who? All the nation. Here's the reason why. He tells us, preach the gospel to all the nation. Because when he comes, all the nation will be gathered before him. All right. Go ahead, Diane.
And he will separate them from one another. Then it gives the comparison to what they understood as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats.
Yeah.
Verse 33, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
Uh-huh.
Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. Now, these are the characteristics of those he calls the sheep.
Sheep.
These are the characteristics. What did they do? For I was hungry, and you gave me food.
Oh, yeah.
I was thirsty,
and you gave me drink.
I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited
me.
I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. So those are the characteristics of the sheep.
Doesn't that sound like what a disciple should do? Mm-hmm. Go and make what?
Disciples.
Disciple. Mm-hmm. Go and be a what? A witness. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it sound mm-hmm. like the people who go out to be a witness mm-hmm. possesses this characteristic? Mm-hmm. Because when we go, we're going to look for people. Here, it says, I was naked. Mm-hmm. We go. People in prison. We go visit. Mm-hmm. Disciples go. Mm-hmm. Go into all what? The nation. Preach the gospel. Go where people need it. So if we are a sheep, then we are a disciple. Mm-hmm. If we are a sheep, we are a witness. Mm-hmm. That's it here. If we are, this is a characteristic of a sheep. A sheep is a witness. A sheep is... Go ahead, Dad.
Verse 41 then starts to give some characteristics of the goats. Then he will say also to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food.
Didn't go.
I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink.
Didn't go.
I was a stranger, and you did not take me in, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit
Ignore me.
Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not
do it to one of the least of these,
you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
That's why the Great Commission, that's the reason why we must answer what? The Great Commission. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the great mandate. Mm-hmm. It's the main thing. The main thing is preach the gospel mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to the poor, to the heartbroken. Okay, as we study on this Monday morning, the call of Jesus Christ was simple this. The Spirit of the Lord God is what? Upon me. Because he what? Anointed me. To what? To preach the gospel. And to this group of people here. To preach the gospel to the poor. To heal the brokenhearted. To open up the prison. To heal the blind. Mm-hmm. You find us with
mm-hmm. It's so powerful. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, when Jesus finds the place where it was written of him in the book, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Sounds like what we just read over mm-hmm. here mm-hmm. in Matthew 25. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that group of people to me. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that group of people to me. Mm-hmm. We just read that. Mm-hmm. And exactly what every sheep's supposed to do. That is our job. We got to take it very seriously now.
In this piece of text where we were in Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 31, that's also the same chapter where Jesus talks about the parable of the talents. So maybe you're saying, well, that sounds overwhelming. How are we supposed to go out and feed people? How are we supposed to go out and give people drink? How are we supposed to take people in? How are we supposed to clothe people? How are we supposed to care for the sick? How are we supposed to do all these things? Where's all this money supposed to come from, right? That's the biggest cry. People say, money, money, money. Where's the money for all of these programs? No, it's saying the anointing within people, the talent that God has given people to be the solution to the problems. Because when you go out and you begin to share with what you have and you witness to other people from your own experiences, and broken hearts then begin to become whole because they have the same hope now. The same thing that healed your heart healed their heart. The same God that was able to provide for you now is providing for them. And people are then coming out of their situations based off of the witness of other people. Hope found in the witness of other people. Money will run out, but hope will not run out.
Good word. Good word.
Money will run out, but love will not run out. And when we have the wisdom and we are counting on the provision of God, then we'll be able to be sustained and be able to continue to help other people instead of looking on to programs.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.